to a special episode of Great Lakes Football Talk presented by the Fantasy Football Fraternity. Today we are out, we're without Adam, so we're going to do another mock here. It is August 12th, so we're getting closer and closer to the fantasy draft season. I know I got a couple redrafts that are scheduled for later on in the month. I know Eric's got a couple redrafts scheduled later in the month, so just trying to practice these different drafts and see where players are going to land. We've done a lot already so far off the podcast and a couple on, and just trying to get a general idea of where people are landing. So today we're going to do a little bit something different. We're going to do a super flex, kind of see where the computer's taking different quarterbacks and where we want to take our quarterbacks. I'm not particularly in any super flex leagues, but I don't want to keep on doing the same kind of boring drafts over and over, so figured we'd do something like this. So the setup is going to be like this: one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end, one regular flex, one super flex, a kicker and a defense, and six bench spots. Before we get started with the draft, Eric, if you want to give your thoughts on what you feel about super flex leagues, and then we'll get started.
I love them. I think it should be the new norm. Honestly, the quarterback position is so devalued as of now in fantasy football. If it's just a single quarterback league, you can't trade them. Nobody wants to trade for them because in a 12-team league, I mean, there is legitimately 20 decent starting quarterbacks out there that you can play week in and week out. And, you know, you can't trade a quarterback for anything, but in a super flex league, they are just as valuable as running backs and wide receivers. So I think people should kind of veer more towards it. I mean, quarterback is the most important position in sports in general, I believe. And from a fantasy football perspective, I feel like it should be equally as valuable. So I like it.
Yeah, I see all the arguments for super flex. I've never really been a fan. I'm in a couple now. One of my deep leagues, dynasty leagues, well, it's a keeper league, is a two quarterback super flex, which is a different thing. In case you are wondering, any listeners, a two quarterback league is different than a super flex, because in a two quarterback league, you have to play two quarterbacks. In a super flex, you obviously have the option to play a wide receiver, running back, or tight end in that spot too. Obviously the quarterback is probably going to get you the most points, so why wouldn't you start a quarterback? But you have the option if you don't want to, if you're between like a Josh Rosen and a Marvin Jones, for example, you're probably going to throw in Marvin Jones there, where in a two quarterback, you have to play Josh Rosen. So definitely some big differences there, and we're going to get started here. Eric, you claim the number two spot. I claim the nine spot, and let's kick it off. So with the first pick, we got Saquon Barkley. He's been going number one in a lot of mock drafts. I mean, he's one of the main four here, so it's no surprise that he went number one. And now, Eric, you're up for your first pick.
Yeah, Zeke Elliott, if he signed tomorrow, would move back into my number one spot. But with the impending holdout, I have moved him down to four. So my number two guy at this point, Saquon is my first, but my number two is McCaffrey. I'm glad to have him, and that's who I'm taking.
All right, and David Johnson, as surprise, goes number three. Zeke goes number four, and then Kamara falls to five. Julio Jones kicks off the wide receivers, which is kind of surprising, at number six. Devontae Adams, seven. DeAndre Hopkins goes eight, and then it's up to me. And I chose nine. It's a spot that I really haven't mocked or drafted from yet this year, and so I really don't. This is all going to be a little new to me. I've drafted at 12. I've drafted at 5. I've even drafted at 6. But 9's been different, and the top guy on the board is Le'Veon Bell. I'm definitely going to need to get some running backs, obviously. But being that it is a 3 wide receiver league, I'm going to go ahead here and go with Michael Thomas at 9. Bell goes right after Connor and Todd Gurley end the first round. Juju Smith-Schuster goes to 2-1, Dalvin Cook and Nick Chubb. And now back to me again. And again, the top running back that's on the board is Joe Mixon. As much as I do like Joe Mixon, I got him in a couple other leagues. I think I'm going to continue with the wide receivers here, and I'm going to go with Odell Beckham Jr. So kicking my roster off with Michael Thomas and Odell Beckham Jr. Hill goes after Mike Evans, Travis Kelce, the first tight end taken. There goes Joe Mixon, Antonio Brown going at 2-9, and Keenan Allen, and then it's your turn again.
Yep, and we all know I'm not a Damian Williams. Sorry, excuse me. We all know I'm not a Damian Williams fan, so that's not who I'm taking. He's the top guy on the board, but I have risen very, very highly on Kerryon Johnson. He's the next guy. I do need to get some wide receivers, but I don't like Adam Thielen here. I don't like T.Y. Hilton here. This is kind of the reason I picked this spot is because it, around the 2-3 turn, I really am not in love with the options, and I've kind of tried to challenge myself and find who I want to pick here in case I get this in my drafts later. So I am going to take Kerryon Johnson. I think he's a top. I think he's a running back one this year. So that's my guy.
All right, Aaron Jones goes after Leonard Fournette. So the first guy starting his team off with Barkley, Aaron Jones, and Fournette, and then back to you at 3-2.
Okay, and once again, here we are in the. I think I'm gonna veer here. I'm gonna be a little crazy since it's super flex, and I'm gonna go ahead and grab Pat Mahomes as my first quarterback. Why not?
I had a feeling if he didn't go to you, he was going to be going within these next couple picks. So definitely a good pick there. Damian Williams goes off the board. Amari Cooper and Adam Thielen follow him. Josh Jacobs, Devonta Freeman, and Melvin Gordon, who still currently is holding out, goes right after. And now it's up to me. Top couple guys, T.Y. Hilton, Zach Ertz, George Kittle. I haven't really grabbed too many Zach Ertzes yet. I do have a couple George Kittles, but I mean – in this league, you really only have to play one tight end max if you wanted to. Marlon Mack is a top running back on the board. You got Diggs up there. Montgomery's up there. I think I'm going to go ahead and go with Kelsey's already gone. I think I'm going to go ahead and go with Ertz and see what other running backs still fall to me here. So Ertz goes, Kittle, T.Y. Hilton, Stephon Diggs finish off the third round. Marlon Mack and Montgomery go back-to-back in the fourth round, Julian Edelman, and now it's back to me again. And again, I'm really not liking the wide receivers towards the top of the list, but they're just going to get worse and worse as we go on. Mark Ingram is up there. Chris Carson is up there. I do like what I am reading and hearing from Seattle camp about Chris Carson, so I think I'm going to make Chris Carson my first running back off the board for me.
Derek, it's a good pick.
Thank you. Derrick Henry goes after Brandon Cooks, Mark Ingram, and then a trio of wide receivers, Kenny Galladay, Robert Woods, Chris Godwin, and it brings us back to you at 4-11.
Man, I really wanted either Robert Woods or Chris Godwin to get back to me. I'm really liking what I'm seeing and hearing about Chris Godwin. That first preseason game, he looked great. He was out there with the ones the whole time. He's playing in two and three wide receiver sets, so here I am in the fourth round, and my wide receiver options are not great. Cooper Kupp, AJ Green, Tyler Lockett, Calvin Ridley, Jarvis Landry, Tyler Boyd. I do like Tyler Boyd, I think, better than all those guys, but I think he'll come back. So I'm going to take Cooper Kupp right now and see if Boyd comes back to me.
And he does. It looks like Phil Lindsay went after, and Jarvis Landry is the first guy's first wide receiver, so now it's back to you.
All right, and I'll stick to what I said here. I'm going to take Tyler Boyd. I think he has a really high floor this year. And, he played really well in games with A.J. Green and didn't play so well in games without A.J. Green last year, but those games without A.J. Green that he wasn't playing well in last year were with the backup quarterback. I can't remember his name, but it wasn't Andy Dalton. And so I think Tyler Boyd's very solid. He's been making some great plays in camp, and I'm gonna have some Tyler Boyd this year, so I'm taking him.
Good pick there. James White goes right after. A.J. Green, the other Cincy wide receiver after him. D.J. Moore, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett, and then Sony Michelle. So now it's back up to me. Again, it is a super flex. We have O.J. Howard as the top guy that's on the board, but I already took Zach Ertz. Aaron Rodgers is sitting there. We're in the fifth round here at 5-9. I think I'm going to go ahead and grab my quarterback here and take your boy Aaron Rodgers. Mike Williams goes right after. Andrew Luck after that. Evan Ingram, Tevin Coleman, Tariq Cohen kick off the sixth round. Deshaun Watson is our fourth quarterback off the board. And now we're back to me at 6-4. Let's see. A guy that's his stock has risen a little bit. Lamar Miller is the top running back on the board. Kenyon Drake is up there. Austin Eckler is up there with the uncertainty of Melvin Gordon. I think I'm going to go ahead here and take Lamar Miller. I like his role this year. They did just trade for Duke Johnson, but I think Miller has another stellar year in that Houston offense. Alshon Jeffrey, O.J. Howard, Kenyon Drake, Hunter Henry, Austin Eckler, Robbie Anderson, and now it's back to you for 6-11.
All right. Man, it'd be really sweet to pair Baker Mayfield with Patrick Mahomes, but I have some roster to fill out here. I do need to start three wide receivers, and I think that Allen Robinson, although I don't love him, I think he's a really good third wide receiver to have, and I think, you know, I'm not in love with Cooper Kupp and Tyler Boyd as my one and two, so I want to take some upside guys. I'm going to take Allen Robinson and see who comes back.
All right, after him, Christian Kirk and Dante Pettis went. So the team one is starting to round out a little nice. Four running backs, three wide receivers, and now it's back to you for 7-2.
Oof. All right. Well, I am going to fade. You know, it'd be pretty sexy to pair Mayfield with Mahomes, but I am going to fade it. I'm gonna take Latavius Murray here and get my third running back. With Mahomes, I mean, there's some great value later in the draft to get some quarterback action. So Latavius Murray's my pick here.
And you know, if you do this, Mayfield's not coming back to you. In fact, he went right after. Miles Sanders, Rashad Penny, Matt Ryan, who I was kind of looking at there, went at 7-6. Darius Geis and Eric Ebron, and then back to me at 7-9. So right now I'm looking at a pair of wide receivers, a pair of running backs, a tight end, and a quarterback so far on my roster. Some good names up there. Not really liking too many of the top names up there. Carson Wentz is probably the sexiest name that I like that's up there. But I'm really not looking at my second quarterback just yet. Jordan Howard is another running back that's up there. We got Sammy Watkins. None of these running backs really stick out to me too well, but I'm going to want to grab at least one more. I think I'm going to go ahead and go with Jordan Howard here. Have him get those goal line carries and get those touchdowns for Philadelphia. Larry Legend goes after me. Jared Cook, Drew Brees, finishes off the seventh round. Starting off the eighth, we got Will Fuller, Geronimo Allison, and Daryl Henderson, and then it's back to me. Again, Carson Wentz started to creep up the list a little bit, but again, there's a lot of value later on in the draft with quarterbacks. There's still a lot of good guys left. Sammy Watkins, I don't know what I feel about him. I think we're going to go down a little bit here and go with a guy that before he got injured was having an excellent year last year, and that's going to be Marvin Jones. Grab me another wide receiver here. Where do we leave off? Kareem Hunt, our first defense, Chicago Bears, came off. Royce Freeman, and then there goes Wentz and Kyler Murray back-to-back. Vance McDonald, and now 8-11 for you.
Okay, and this is one of my guys here I'm going to take. He's been glowing in camp. Everything you hear about him is just positive, positive, positive. I think he, and I've been harping over that. I think he might actually finish higher than his counterpart, DJ Moore, in the Carolina offense. I'm going to take Curtis Samuel. I think he's a fantastic athlete and looking for a third-year breakout.
All right, Sterling Shepard and Njoku go, and then you get 9-2 in the ninth round.
All right, I am gonna. I'm gonna go ahead and take my quarterback here, a guy I think is fantastic to break out this year. I want to take Jameis Winston just to snipe you, but I actually think Cam Newton could finish higher than him, and I've been grabbing a lot of him in the ninth round, and that's who I'm gonna take is Cam Newton as my QB2.
And if a guy gets to me, I'm going to avoid Jameis Winston in this draft. And looks like he is. He made it. All right, so perfect. So after you went Ronald Jones, then Sammy Watkins, D.D. Westbrook, MVS, and Corey Davis, Russell Wilson right before me, and a guy that I was eyeing for a round or two now who has all the weapons in the world, Jared Goff. I'm going to take him here with my ninth round pick. Jalen Samuels, D.K. Metcalf, and LeSean McCoy finish off the ninth round. Damian Harris, Cortland Sutton, and N'Keal Harry start off the 10th. And now I got two quarterbacks, so I got my super flex spot pretty much all set there. It's time to start filling out some more holes in the roster, get some more depth at wide receiver and running back. So basically just going to play this by a best player available, who's going to help the team kind of thing. kind of in the weaker end of running backs. Not really too much in there. Kalen Ballage is the top one there. I'm not really a huge fan. I don't think Miami has really any firepower to kind of do anything at all this year. Some news came out about Emmanuel Sanders possibly playing in the preseason, which means he's should be returning to full form. I think he could have a pretty decent season with Joe Flacco, but I'm not going to go him here. I'm actually going to go with a guy who could see a lot of playing time out in Kansas City, and that's Carlos Hyde here.
Oh, man.
Were you looking at him?
Yeah.
Snipe City. Kalen Ballage goes after Phillip Rivers, Kiki QT, who suffered that injury on the first preseason game. Rams defense, Jameis Winston going around where he's been going in the 10th round. It's just not by me or you. DeSean Jackson, and then we're back to you at 10-11.
All right. Looking at it, Emmanuel Sanders fell to me. I'm just a little worried about the Broncos. I mean, Joe Flacco-led defensive-minded, Vic Fangio-led offense. I'm not into it. I probably won't have many pass-catching options from that team. I am staring down Dante Moncrief here. It looks like he's pretty much got that number two Steelers role sewn up, and if that's the case, he's a steal in the 11th round or 10th round. And that's who I'm going to take. I'm going to take Dante Moncrief.
All right, good option there. His quarterback goes right after Big Ben. And then the Jacksonville Jaguars kick off the 11th round, and back to you for 11-2.
This is a guy that is about the least exciting player in the NFL, in my opinion. He's just a guy, but on a bye week fill-in, and if he does flat out win the job, then he is a valuable asset to have at the 11th round. I'm going to take Peyton Barber.
Peyton Barber and that high-flying Tampa Bay offense. Emmanuel Sanders finally goes off the board. Austin Hooper, Golden Tate serving his four-game suspension at 11-5. Adrian Peterson, who was one of the better running backs that was left on the board, he's gone. Jerick McKinnon, the LA Chargers defense, who I think is going to be one of the better defenses this year. I've been targeting them late. They're gone at 11-8, and now it's up to me. Not really looking at a third quarterback. Tom Brady is the next guy that's on the board. I did like the way James Washington looked in their first preseason game, although most of the squad was all backups, no Connor, no Big Ben. So he was kind of out there with the second team. But I think that, I mean, when you got Big Ben at the helm, the ball is going to be spread around. Juju's going to demand some double coverage. So I think I'm going to go ahead here and follow you and take another Pittsburgh wide receiver here and take James Washington. After James Washington, T.J. Hockenson went. Devin Singletary, Alexander Mattison ends the 11th round. Anthony Miller and Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens kick off the 12th round. And then it's up to me again. Starting to fill up my roster a little bit more. Tom Brady's still there. Devin Funchess is kind of looking me in the eyes. I don't want to keep on taking him in every single mock draft that I do. A guy that I do like, and not a lot of people like his offense, but Tyrell Williams in Oakland, I think he's going to have a pretty good year, especially if Antonio Brown ends up stopping being a crybaby and he plays. He's going to take some attention away, so Tyrell Williams could open it up. Derek Carr could have a really good year this year. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to leave your boy that's right after Tyrell Williams on the board here, and we'll see if he gets to you, but I'm taking Tyrell here. Brady, Prescott, who wants $40 million. Duke Johnson, Jimmy G, Devin Funchess, my boy goes, and then my Buffalo Bills boy goes, John Brown, and now it's up to you, and your boy fell to you. He's the number one on the list.
Yeah. And he is, man, you know what? I can wait a little bit. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to take Justice Hill. He's my guy. I think he's going to be a guy that breaks out later in the season that, you know, starts working in more and more and more. And as they see how explosive and fast he is. And I mean, if he gets 10 to 15 touches a game, which isn't a lot by, you know, any workhorse standard, but I think that's all he needs is 10 to 15, five catches, you know, eight carries, and he's going to kill it. And, you know, kind of like the Kamara did his first year. That's the, you know, the high end of what he can do, but that's kind of what I'm hoping for. And, I love him. He's explosive. Justice Hill.
And you've talked me into him a lot, so he's going to definitely be a guy that I've been that I'm going to be targeting in my actual drafts. Edo Smith goes after Greg Olsen, and now back to you for 13-2.
Okay, and I like to take a third quarterback in Superflex because, you know, you do want to have one for a bye week fill-in or if a guy goes down injured. Kirk Cousins is staring me in the face, but I am going to fade that for the time being, and I'm going to go with a guy who, pending the Melvin Gordon, the holdout, seeing what happens there, I think he could earn himself a fantastic role there in L.A., and I'm going to take Justin Jackson here in the 13th.
All right, and then after that, Delanie Walker, the Vikings defense, Justin Tucker, our first kicker off the board, Paris Gamble, Josh Gordon, Matt Breida. I was actually looking at him and seeing what kind of reaction I would get if I took him from you, but he went right before me. I do want to look at some running backs here. My running backs are awfully weak. I'm not really a huge fan of them, so I'm got to get one, maybe two more. But there's really not a lot of good names on the list. Deion Lewis is your top guy. Foreman now in Indianapolis. Hines is still there. Darwin Thompson, I really don't want to. I mean, there's no reason to cuff a guy that's not even my starter or a starter. I think I'm going to go ahead and go with Pollard here. Kind of just taking that chance that maybe Zeke does hold out. And I mean, even if I get a game or two out of him into the season, I'd be fine with that. Kirk Cousins goes after Cleveland Browns defense, Greg Zuerlein. 14th round has Jordan Reed, Deion Lewis, Dante Foreman, and now back to me. Still, I mean, Pollard really didn't do anything. They didn't wiggle my running back position at all. It's just another name. There's really nobody there, though. I'm going to probably avoid the running back position, see what we got going on here. Mark Andrews, really not thinking about a second tight end. Hines, Butker, Trubisky. It's starting to get a little ugly. We're in the 14th round right now. It's basically just throwing some dart throws here. I don't want Trubisky. He is the top quarterback on the board. I do want another quarterback at some point. I think I'm going to go homer pick here and take Josh Allen. Mark,
that's what I was going to take.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I got him. Mark Andrews goes after Butker, the Houston Texans defense, Hines, Will Lutz. Starting to see the computer guys start to take a lot of defenses, kickers. The Dallas Cowboys, who has a very – excellent first four games of the season. So if you're drafting a defense, we said it a couple of times, Dallas is a good way to go. Play them for four games, and then you could drop them. And then now it's back to you for 14-11.
Yeah, I was hoping Mark Andrews would make it to me. He went right after you. He's kind of my go-to here in the late rounds for tight end if I wait, which I have. So I'm gonna make Ryan, our fellow frat boy, very proud of me here. I'm going to take Mitchell Trubisky as my quarterback 3 in the 14th. I think that's actually not a bad place to get him, and round out my quarterbacks here.
All right. Hollywood Brown and Devontae Parker go right after you and back to you for the 15th round.
And I've basically pigeonholed myself into streaming the tight end position here. So when you do that, you usually want to take a tight end who's going to start the season and do some things. So I'm going to take Jack Doyle. I think he's the actual starter there. I don't think he has quite as much upside as Ebron as far as touchdowns, but I think he's going to, you know, play more snaps, get more targets, and I think he's the guy to take here. So that's what I'm taking. Jack Doyle is my tight end 1.
All right, Alfred Morris, Trey Burton, Noah Fant, Traquan Smith, Kyle Rudolph, Michael Gallup. So we've got a few tight ends taken in this round. Before we started, we said that we're going to take some kickers and defenses in this mock too. So this is going to be my last skill position here. And then my last two rounds are going to be kicker defense. So I'm going to go with I think we're going to follow suit and go with another tight end as well. I already have Ertz because Goddard is there staring at me, but I don't really want to have both Philly tight ends. The next best one that's on the board here is Jimmy Graham. Looking down the list a little further, you got Jason Witten that came back out of retirement, Tyler Eifert, who maybe if he stays healthy, he could be a top tight end. I think we're going to go Jimmy Graham here, second year in Green Bay. Hopefully he has a little better rep with Aaron Rodgers. Randall Cobb goes after McCole Hardman, Jameson Crowder, and then we're into the 16th round in Philly Eagles defense, Steven Gostkowski, Fairbairn, and then it's up to me. Like I said, going to take kickers and defenses here. So the top defense on the board is the Broncos defense. Top kicker, if anybody cares, because they are people too, Robbie Gould. I'm just going to go Robbie Gould here. He did sign that contract with San Francisco, so you know he's there for a while. Jake Elliott, Gio Bernard, Tavecchio, Darwin Thompson, Chris Thompson, back-to-back, Adam Vinatieri, and back to you for your second last pick.
Yeah, I'm going to take, the Broncos defense, they have great playmakers all over the field, and they brought over Vic Fangio from the Bears, who led that Bears defense last year. And I think they're in for big things with Bradley Chubb and Von Miller there on the outsides, and Chris Harris still anchoring that cornerback position. I think they are going to be a really good squad, and they're being slept on a little bit here. So that's my defense, the Broncos.
All right, Badgley goes, Derek Carr, and then back to you for your final pick.
And I'm going to just go homer because I don't care about kickers whatsoever. So I'm taking Mason Crosby for my Green Bay Packers for my kicker.
And if they fall to me, I'm going to be going homer too. So far, so good. And yeah, with my final pick, I'm just going to go with the Bills defense. In order here, the defenses that are above them, Patriots, Steelers, and Jets. Although they all do have some good defenses and could finish up near the top, I think the Bills defense, not just to be a homer, but I do think they are going to be one of the top defenses as well. Hopefully the offense helps them stay off the field a little bit more, but they did make some moves. They got Ed Oliver at 9th overall in the draft, and just overall, I think it's going to be a really good defense there. Between Crosby and the Bills defense, CJ Anderson went, Jalen Richard, Andy Isabella, Dallas Goedert, Jamal Williams, and Kenny Stills. And then finishing off the draft, we got Deshaun Hamilton, Robert Foster, and Marquise Goodwin. So that's our 17-round draft. A lot of good picks here. I like my team quite a bit. I mean, the running backs could be better. Definitely something that it's going to have to play the waiver wire. It could be huge if Tony Pollard ends up playing, if Zeke ends up missing some time. But again, if he doesn't, that's a guy that if Zeke ends up signing, say tomorrow, I mean, that's a guy that I can drop in week one and have an open spot for the first wave of waivers. So overall, I do like my team. Why don't you talk about your team a little first, and then I'll get into mine.
Yeah, I got started off with Christian McCaffrey and Kerryon Johnson. You can't ask for better than that as your RB1 and RB2. Took Patrick Mahomes early, which I never do, but I figured I'd try it out for the super flex. Cooper Kupp, Tyler Boyd, Allen Robinson are my 1, 2, 3 wide receivers. That's definitely my weaker spot, but all those guys have – Cooper Kupp has tremendous upside. Tyler Boyd has, a high floor, and Allen Robinson I think has upside as well, so – I feel like they're a good 1-2-3 combo. Latavius Murray, I love him. I can use him in my RB spot if I need to, or, use him as my flex like he is now. I probably would be flexing Curtis Samuel over Latavius Murray on most weeks, I believe. I think he's in line to be a solid wide receiver two this year. That's just what I believe. And then Cam Newton would be in my super flex. Dante Moncrief as my wide receiver 5. So I'm really happy actually with the overall of my wide receiver core. I just kind of wish I had one of those studs. Peyton Barber, Justice Hill, Justin Jackson, all in a row for me at running back, which I think is great depth for my bench. Mitch Trubisky is my bye week quarterback, and Jack Doyle is my tight end. Definitely somebody I might be dropping and streaming, seeing what comes up. See if Eifert starts the season strong, I might just swap him out. Broncos and Mason Crosby.
Yeah, I like your running backs a lot more than my running backs, but that's because I didn't take a running back until the 4th round. Your wide receivers, definitely a lot of upside there. You got the Allen Robinson and Mitch Trubisky stack. The one thing I do like is the round that you took Cam Newton. I was actually looking at Cam Newton that same round. That's where I ended up taking Jared Goff there. But I would have been happy with either one of those guys. It was basically between Newton, Goff, and Wilson. Wilson right before me, but Goff was kind of my second guy. After Newton, you kind of took Newton there. Your running backs, like I said, your running backs are really good. Your wide receivers, definitely in a league like this, you could definitely make some moves if you wanted to. You end up getting your boy Justice Hill. And tight end, even though you don't like your wide receivers, I think they're still pretty strong. Tight end is definitely your weak spot, but definitely going to be something that you stream throughout the year. As far as my team goes, I really didn't get sniped too much per se, so I do like where I went. Michael Thomas and Odell Beckham Jr. is a good 1-2 punch there, and the only other place I would have went besides Odell might have been Tyreek Hill. Zach Ertz, I'm glad that he was there. It was kind of between him and Kittle before, because I really didn't like any of the wide or running backs at that spot. Chris Carson, Lamar Miller, Jordan Howard are kind of kick off my running backs. Aaron Rodgers kind of sandwiched in between there. He was the second to third best quarterback that's on the board. Obviously, you took Patrick Mahomes, but it was kind of between him and Andrew Luck. Well, even Deshaun Watson, too, but decided, like, I haven't really gotten a lot of shares of Aaron Rodgers, and I think he has a great year this year. Marvin Jones, we talked about him on a couple of pods. Adam's a big Detroit Lions fan, so his name comes up a lot, and you guys just dropped some stats a couple of pods, so it's like he was off to a great start last year before he got hurt. He was on pace for, I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but well over 1,000 yards and close to 10 touchdowns, I think it was. So even though that offense says that they want to run a little bit more, they're still going to pass it. You're not going to take the ball out of Matt Stafford's hands and tell him to hand the ball off more. Jared Goff is my quarterback two in the super flex. I absolutely love that. Three wide receivers that they got there. You can't go wrong. Carlos Hyde, James Washington, Tyrell Williams. Again, James Washington and Tyrell Williams, big upside guys. I think that they could have some pretty decent years. They both play with pretty good quarterbacks. One, obviously a Hall of Famer, the other one, Pro Bowl guy. He's been to the Pro Bowl a few times, back-to-back-to-back years. So definitely a guy that can definitely chuck the ball. Already talked about Tony Pollard, Josh Allen, and the Buffalo Bills defense. They got a couple homer picks in there. And then Jimmy Graham, kind of stacking him with Aaron Rodgers, and Robbie Gould's my kicker.
So let me ask you a question. What do you think – so in a league that's deep like this where we have to run two flex spots and three wide receivers and two running backs, do you – feel like taking a tight end as early as you did, like maybe it devalues the tight end position just a little bit? Because that's kind of how I was looking at it, but now I'm not sure. I really like your team with Ertz on it. So what do you think?
I mean, it definitely devalues it, but it's at the same time, you only have to play one. And just like in any other league and any other mock that we've done, for the most part, you're really not seeing multiple tight end positions. So it's like, if you don't get one of those top three, then you can definitely wait. But I'm in a spot where Zach Ertz was there. I didn't like any of the running backs at the time. So why not take them and have a tight end advantage every week, even though it is just the one position in the one spot in your roster? Why not have that advantage most weeks? But it's one of those things where I normally don't take a tight end that early. I know me and you are currently in a best ball league, and I think I took George. Well, I know I took George Kittle. I don't remember where I took him. I think it was in the third round as well. Zach Ertz went right before me. I was actually looking to take him there, but he went right before me at pick 11. I picked 12 in that league. So I'm starting to, and I think mostly because you kind of talked me into it a little bit in our group chat. I'm just kind of feeding off you where you want that advantage. So if you could get one of those three, and then even the next group of guys, Evan Ingram, OJ Howard, I guess you can throw Jared Cook up in there, Hunter Henry, you got a lot more valuable tight ends this year as you've had in previous years. But if you have a chance to get one of those top three and it's not going to hurt your draft or hurt your team, I definitely say take it. I wasn't like that maybe 2 months ago, but I'm definitely leaning that way now.
Yeah, it's a huge advantage, man. It's Travis Kelce you know, he's finished as a top. I think he finished as like wide receiver. If he was a wide receiver, he would have been wide receiver 7 last year, and I think 11 or 12 the year before in PPR. And to have that at your tight end spot where most people are hoping for a touchdown, you know, that's just hard to beat as long as you can, you know, draft well and build a team around him. Because it is going to affect you somewhere. If you draft one of those guys early, you're going to be a little weaker either at running back or at wide receiver. It's just going to happen. But if you can build depth later and hit on a couple lottery ticket guys like Justice Hill, like Matt Breda, like, you know, Justin Jackson, or, you know, those are the kind of guys that can change your league, and then all of a sudden you have an advantage at every position.
It might even get to the point to where you might even consider taking, say, Ertz. I wouldn't go Kittle maybe, but maybe taking Ertz in the second round, because that way you can get one of those top 10 to 12 picks depending on league size in the first round, get your tight end in the second round, and still have third round value instead of taking your tight end in the third round and having that fourth round value be a little bit more devalued. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on who you like and where you're at, you know, as far as the swings. If you're sitting at, you know, if you picked third overall and then on the way back from, you know, in your second round, if there's five guys you still like and are comfortable taking as your, you know, as either your RB2 or your first wide receiver, then you can take Ertz, make sure you get them, let those guys come back and swing around and take whoever is highest on your board there.
I was trying to see, because Travis Kelce went in the second round. The team that Travis Kelce went to, his first round pick was Julio Jones. His second wide receiver is Calvin Ridley. And then he's got Josh Jacobs, Mark Ingram, and Kenyon Drake. And he's also got Matt Ryan. So this guy must be an Atlanta fan, but it turned out to be a pretty solid team. You didn't really sacrifice too much by taking the tight end in the second round. His running backs could be a little bit better, but they're a lot of high upside running backs. He's got Kenyon Drake as one of the top weapons on. Yeah, it's going to be a bad team, but he's going to get a lot of shares. Mark Ingram, who's on a run first heavy team, and Josh Jacobs, who was arguably the best running back coming out of this year's draft class in a team that if all the chips fall into the right place, he can succeed there, because there's no way that you're going to be able to stop Antonio Brown, stop Derek Carr's arm, stop Tyrell Williams, and stop Josh Jacobs. I mean, that's on paper, it's a pretty solid team. It just has to mesh all together. So definitely some good options there for the guy that took Travis Kelce in the second round.
Yeah, I mean, those are they're upside guys. I don't hate it. His receivers are where he lacked because he took Travis Kelce. In my opinion, I wouldn't mind having Josh Jacobs, Mark Ingram, and Kenyon Drake. I mean, if you like Mark Ingram, then those are solid guys. But yeah, I love getting Travis Kelce. I think he's in his own tier of tight end. And then there's Ertz and Kittle. And then I actually think Ingram's pretty close to that Ertz Kittle tier. I think he's going to get peppered this year and catch a lot of balls. So, yeah, I love the Kelce pick. Always do.
Well, this definitely won't be our last mock draft. We'll get a couple more in here. I definitely want to try to play around with the settings or see if we can maybe play around with the roster positions and try to see where else we can go. Maybe if we can try to figure out if we can get it to do like a tight end premium, maybe go there, see how it turns out. Maybe add a couple flex spots next time. But definitely was a fun draft. Is there any besides our two teams? Whose team do you like the best, would you say?
Well, I was looking here. And I think our teams are the best. I like Team 12. Gurley, Smith-Schuster, Diggs, Marlon Mack, Evan Ingram, Tevin Coleman, Drew Brees, Will Fuller, LeSean McCoy, Damian Harris, Alexander Mattison, Anthony Miller. I like a lot of those guys. They ended up getting Jordan Reed as their tight end. Oh, they already had Evan Ingram, but that I like that even more. But, yeah, I like the Gurley, Mack, Coleman running back stack. And the Juju Diggs, you know, Will Fuller or Anthony Miller as their third wide receiver. I like that.
I like that one. I like Team 5 a lot. they ended up getting Kamara to kind of, and this is in air quotes, fall to them, because Team 3 took David Johnson. And then they got Joe Mixon in the second round. And then their wide receivers, Adam Thielen, Kenny Galladay, and DJ Moore, all really good. Basically three number ones. I mean, you can argue that Stephon Diggs is the number one in Minnesota, but they got three number ones there. Hunter Henry, he's kind of in that second tier of tight ends that we've been talking about. And then Carson Wentz and Jimmy G as their quarterbacks. That's a pretty solid duo there. If Jimmy G can stay healthy, I mean, we have yet to see what he can do for a full season, but if he can stay healthy, he's got weapons out there. Carson Wentz, he has arguably one of the better offensive cores there. So definitely going to make some noise. So I do like Team 5 a lot too.
I do too. Yeah, it's a good team.
All right. So I think that's going to wrap it up for today. We'll have we're going to be doing our AFC West preview on our next podcast. Adam will be back for that one. We'll talk about more things that are going on with the page, the Fantasy Football Fraternity. We got a lot of stuff going on. It's, again, I mean, we keep on saying this, but it's true. We're every day that goes by is a day closer to the NFL season. A lot more drafts are coming out. We're starting to get a lot of questions in the chat about who should I keep or who should I take at this pick. Or it's just, I mean, we're starting to get a little bit busy, and this is the part of the year where it's just, it's nonstop action. It's so much fun. We're going to be having Thursday night football. We're going to be having Sunday night football, Monday night football. It's going to be awesome. And if you're in the college, you got Saturday football too. So it's right around the corner. We're just that much closer. And we'll see you guys on the next podcast.